icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
Kicking off live right now on 95.5 KLOS. Uh-huh, that's right. Not a taped program. Here, New Year's morning. Happy New Year, Bush.
Happy New Year to you, too, man. Well rested, you know. I read a little bit of the Bible, did some community service. I was in bed at like 10 o'clock. How did your celebration go?
Yeah, good. Nothing like that.
Okay? Nothing else? Okay. Well, you party a little harder. You go a little harder than me, but that's fine. I'm going to a better place at the end of my life than you are.
Yeah, so you are. Well, there's no question about
it. Glad I got that out of the way. Okay. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Hey, you know what? We're going to do the best of worst, best and worst.
I'm the best of, you're the worst of 2016. Count me in.
Is it possible I still have a buzz from last night? It probably is, huh? All right. Yeah, Dave's with you.
Is there any beer in their kegerator in their fridge next door?
On the eggerator. Yeah, nobody
love the new
knows
day, exciting, Frank.
That door is unlocked until now.
Yeah, I can pick it anyway.
So yeah, the we learned a lot at UNLV, didn't we?
Yeah, I did. I can count cards, you know, point spreads, you name it.
All right, Dave, roll us into some music here because we're gonna do that too. 95.5 KLOS. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Tool on 95.5 KLOS, The Rock, Southern California.
That's what we call each other after every show.
Sober. Yeah. We thought would be an interesting choice for this morning because a lot of people thinking, I'm never going to drink again.
God, just let me live.
You've been there. I mean, we've all, well, not all of us, but many of us have been there. I think Rob and I bring this up all the time. We both went to UNLV at very different times, but the environment was the same. Wasn't it? I mean, it's still Las Vegas, and the temptation is still there. And it's like, man, you just. And then I started working in radio. Mm-hmm. Forget it. School went completely south after I started doing rock radio in Las Vegas. I was like, wait a minute here. Let's weigh the options.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. Vegas was a blur. So, but I will tell you, if you are looking to find a way to go to class one day a week and still graduate with a 2.3 GPA, cheating off the nearest kid about 15 feet in front of you, go ahead and give us a call, 800-955-KLOS, and I'll map out a blueprint for you.
15 feet? You had better eyesight than me. I had to get right behind those guys.
Well, I used to take that stuff to help my glaucoma when I was in school. Yeah, and I ate a lot of carrots. So by doing that, I could see better.
Weird New Year's Day. You're not going to have any bowl games today. Mm-hmm. Zero college bowl games.
Getting out of the way for the NFL. Right. Everybody's playing. Exactly. It's the only day of the year. There's no Thursday. There's no Monday Night Football. Right. Everything is on Sunday.
But there's something screwy with the schedule. There's a bunch of changes. I mentioned it to Rob before the show. I said, you know, there's the times are all over the place. They've flexed a couple of times. And why don't you talk about that? There's a couple of them. Washington and the Giants is flexed. Atlanta, their game is flexed
Basically,
with New Orleans.
What the flex means is the option to move the time of the schedule. You think it's a morning game. Now it's an afternoon game. Now, and this creates a problem. This has bit me in the butt several times. Too, where I make arrangements, fly up to Seattle for a game, right? My flight on the way back home is, let's say, JD, it's 8:55, the last flight out of Seattle to get down there. And now NBC's like, you know what? We're going to take it from a 1 o'clock and make it a 5:30 game.
Right.
So what do I got to do? Leave midway through the third quarter, the start of the third quarter, to be able to make my flight. They don't pay attention to people flying in and out, hotel reservations, all these kinds of things. This is just what we do, and they put that in the little fine print on the back of the tickets. But they'll move times up. You know how many people have flown to these games, had a 6 or 7 o'clock flight?
Well, but why are they moving the games?
Yeah,
the point I want to get to.
Why? The reason they do this is because they don't want people scoreboard watching. And what that means is the Saints and the Falcons, if Atlanta wins that game, they're the 2 seed. Okay, if they don't, when Seattle steamrolls San Francisco, and I'll look forward to being up there for that thing at 1:30, what's going to happen is Seattle will jump up and get the 2 seed. If the Falcons already beat the Saints in the early game there, Seattle's not going
to
play their starters. They got the 3 seed regardless.
So the league moves the Atlanta New Orleans
game. Seattle can't do that.
It's normally in the Eastern or Central time zone, whatever that is. Move them to the 4:30 game, so they're playing at the exact same time as Seattle. So if Seattle wants a scoreboard watch, they may look up at halftime, and if it's 34-10 at halftime, and Atlanta's winning, you're going to see the Seahawks probably pull their starters.
Yeah, you'll probably see that happen there. Giants, Redskins, same thing. That game's been moved as well. So they'll do
same
that.
Same reason, right?
Yeah, move a lot of these games because of the seeding there. You got the Raiders, you got the Broncos, Seahawks, 49ers there. Packers and the Lions, that is a game because that's a winner take all game. You win, you go to the playoffs, you
lose.
They
flex that to the Sunday, the NBC game.
And that's okay.
On
you
Sunday
can't
night,
scoreboard so. Watch there because you have to win, period.
Yeah, right.
You know, so
either one of
play.
And that, what's great about that, the last game this year, is winner goes to the playoffs, wins the division, loser, zero, nada. Yeah.
Nothing at all. So that's going to be a great game. Remember what happened last year there in Detroit? Lions have their heart broke. Aaron Rodgers ran around for 15 seconds and then threw the ball 60 yards into the end zone. Lions are like, you take it, you take it, you take it.
Right.
I thought you had him. I thought you had him.
You're going to have 9 morning games, 6 afternoon games, and then
the 9 morning games don't matter, so don't even bother. Seriously, fantasy football's over. This is the time to get the honey-do list, sleep in, get the hangover ready, go have an omelet.
You still have daily fantasy. I'm playing this week in daily fantasy just for yucks. After winning our championship here,
Bengals, Ravens. Does that get you excited?
No.
Bengals, Ravens, both out. Texans, Titans, both out. Panthers, Bucks, both out. Jaguars, Colts, both out. Patriots, Dolphins. Patriots already got.
It's even so. Daily fantasy will be a challenge today.
Patriots have a little something to play for, though, too.
Coming up.
13-2.
Going to talk about coaching carousel, too, because Black Monday is, hours away now. Mm-hmm. And we have some rumors about who might be getting the axe as far as head coaches go. It's coming up. It's Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
KLOS. Fee Wable in the Tubes.
That's some fun stuff. I haven't heard that in a long time.
That's a great tune. Yeah.
That's a good one, Dave.
I listen to those guys like once a week, man. It's good stuff.
It's usually white punks on dope, though, right?
Quit calling me that, dude. My skin color has nothing to do. You know what? That's. Is HR open on Sunday?
Hey, listen, I want to get back on the Twitter poll thing here because we're getting some votes here early. What we're doing is best and worst of 2016 here on 95.5 KLOS all weekend long. And this hour, we're doing this every hour, as many hours we can anyway. Best sports moment of 2016. Cubs win the World Series. Cavs win the NBA title. Kobe scores 60 in his Staples Center finale. And the Rams return to Los Angeles. You may be surprised that the Cavaliers don't have a single vote. Not one.
Really?
That's Cleveland, though. Isn't that just the curse of Cleveland?
It also has something to do with a player that L.A. people do not like.
That LeBron James guy?
Yeah, that has something to do with it, too, because you threaten the rarefied air that's Kobe. Let me guess, Kobe's leading the poll.
Oh, no. Kobe's really? In third place at 18%. The Rams are in last place. Sorry. Rams are in third place because the Cavs at zero. It's Cavs zero, Rams 9%, Kobe at 18%, and the Cubs winning the World Series at 73%. So.
Now the Cubs transcend a lot of things. I mean, 108 years is a long, long time.
At 955 KLOS on Twitter. If you want to vote, we could use your votes this morning. Keep this one going for the rest of the hour. Top of the hour, we'll launch a new one that's probably a little bit more sadistic. That's if we're sticking with we could make up our own poll, I suppose, if you wanted to.
We could. Best and worst shows we've had of
coaches. Not doing that.
Wait a minute.
Let's do this. We were talking about the Tubes and talk to you later. Who are we going to be saying talk to you later? The headline this morning on our very own NBC Sports website, where Rob and I do our day jobs.
Don't mention his name. Don't bring it up.
No.
Who's our boss here, Casey?
Oh no, I'm not talking about him. I was talking about your favorite head coach.
Oh, okay.
Chip Kelly.
Well, okay, that's good. I thought you were going to bring up KC's guy.
No. I don't want to upset the boss.
Yes, don't upset.
We won't talk about the Broncos head coach retiring.
Yeah, we won't tell him that. We'll actually tell him the Broncos are in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's
don't worry what the standings say.
Everything's fine.
Elway's coming back to play quarterback next year.
Are you surprised at the headline that Chip Kelly could be on the chopping block, that he might get blasted in the morning?
I honestly don't know.
Now, wait, I know you hate the 49ers, but take the hater goggles off for just a second.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, see me too. One year, really?
1 year, you have nobody there around you. You know, the Kaepernick situation that they have. I mean, there's so many things that are outside of Kelly's control.
Oh, this didn't work.
Well, first of all, it was their own fault for hiring the guy anyway. He proved in 3 years in Philadelphia.
Oh, what a mess.
You cannot take 32-year-old guys that have been in the league for 10 years, JD, that send kids to private school and expect them to run the same system you did with 18-year-old kids went to prom 3 months ago.
Right.
Okay, those dudes can't run 100 plays. They're going to run 70.
But 19-year-olds
like
can run those plays. But you know what? You can't corral a whole team full of 19-year-olds and take them to the NFL and win.
Right. You don't get in there until you're 21. You can't do it and make that stuff happen. And that whole fast pace. I mean, you see teams try to run the 2-minute offense, the no-huddle offense. How long does that last? A series or two? You just can't do it in the NFL and sustain any consistency with it, you know, and mixing, matching, everything, all these different parts. But you need players. You need talent. San Francisco doesn't have any. They have the worst rush defense in the NFL. Nobody to throw the ball to anymore. I mean, Crabtree's left. It is. Tight end's gone. So what are you going to do if you're him? You got to give a guy more than a year.
Fire the head coach. Right. That's what we'll do.
But there's also rumor that Trent Baalke's going as well. The general manager is going to go.
He should. He should go.
49er fans, sorry, you messed it up. I hated the guy, Jim Harbaugh, but that was your problem, letting Harbaugh go.
Oh, absolutely.
That was the problem.
you let the wrong guy go.
You did.
That's what it was.
Absolutely.
You should have kept. Because look what, I mean, well, let me get into Harbaugh. Staying in the NFC, what about John Fox? You think John Fox is going to be able to stick around in Chicago, or is he getting whacked?
He's been there now for a couple of years. 3 years, yeah. 3 years in Chicago. 3 years is about the minimum they'll give you in the NFL. Look, Rex Ryan didn't even get two. Rex Ryan got one game short of two.
He got 2 years, and they paid him for three. How sweet is that gig?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you what Rex Ryan is going to be doing next year, television, while he makes the Buffalo Bills continue to pay him. Because he goes to another team, and somebody else picks it up. I guarantee you Rex Ryan on TV for the next 3 years while the Buffalo Bills pay him.
Yeah, I would do the same thing as well, too. I mean, the whole thing with the guaranteed contracts, if you're going to rip it up and have to pay a guy, I mean, what difference does it make to have it anyway?
That's the kind of money they're making in the NFL. They make so much money. These billionaire owners make so much money in today's NFL that they can afford to do. I'll eat $3 million in your contract. All right.
Everybody feels like they're a playoff team. Everybody does. Everybody thinks that they should be the 3 seed, right? The NFC, the AFC, and you shouldn't. I mean, honestly, any rebuilding project's going to take 3 years, correct? Take your lumps and be horrible the first year.
Sure.
Go .500 the second year, and then pull off a 10-6 the next year. It's really what you have to look at. So Chip Kelly,
that's what the expectation is. It's not realistic, but that's what the expectation is. I mean, we're going
like
to flush it, and we'd like
Kelly
to see
gets
it get
one
to 500.
Year, 2-14.
Yeah,
2-14. Right.
This is his 2-14 year.
That's a stretch. Yeah, this is exactly how it should be for Chip Kelly. Bring some people in, Niners. Next year you'll go 7-9. Go ahead and do that. But guess what? We're not going to live to see the guy to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Jim Tomsula got 1 year. Last year, the Niners keep revolving and replacing the wrong guys, which for a culture that they've had up there and the history that they've had, it's just strange.
Yeah.
You know,
I think the rest of the NFC coaches, we'll do the AFC coming up here in a little bit. I think the rest of the NFC coaches are okay. When you look at the South, everybody is good there. I think everybody is good as far as the Northern Division goes too. And in Los Angeles, you're still waiting to see what they're going to do there. Maybe they do Chip Kelly. And then in the NFC East, nothing's going to change there.
So Chip Kelly from San Francisco down to L.A., right? And that's going to change everything?
No, don't say that. Don't do that. Don't curse the Rams with that.
Eric Dickerson.
As the new head coach.
As the new head coach of the Rams. Breaking news, you heard it here. Can I get a breaking news center?
Boss of the big screen and a whole lot more. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. 2016. Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush. And our Twitter poll is going good. Best and worst of 2016. Getting a bunch of your votes. At 955KLOS on Twitter. Best sports moment of 2016. Cubs win the World Series leading enormously at 72%. The Cavs winning the NBA title and Kobe scoring 60. Both tied at 11%. Rams return to Los Angeles at 6%. I tell you, I did one yesterday afternoon, and it's like most anticipated event, and it was Trump, and it was like a couple of, and San Diego Chargers returned to Los Angeles in there. It came in dead last, too, in its poll. So people really pumped up about the Rams.
People like winners. People like winners around here.
They do. And you know what? USC has been providing, for the most part, the football in Southern California ever since the Rams and the Raiders took off.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into this a little bit since we're talking. I mentioned USC here. No bowl games on New Year's Day. Nope, not when it falls on an NFL Sunday. That's what it is. Everybody wants to stay out of the way of that juggernaut that is the NFL, and you have a full slate, every team playing today right up to Sunday night, which is going to be the Green Bay Packers and the Lions flexed into the Sunday night game. But let's talk about some holiday bowl action here. You had some yesterday. You'll get bowl games yesterday on New Year's Eve, and then on the holiday, the federal holiday tomorrow, you're going to get some more. So let's start with the Saturday's games. I know you're not happy about that Washington-Alabama result. I watched the beginning of that here, I want to say, and man, Washington stomped right down there, scored a touchdown. I thought, wow, what's up with that? That was it. That's all they scored for the entire game. They get shut out for the next three quarters.
Yeah, 24-7 the final. It was a 17-point spread, so Vegas basically, since it wasn't a half point, had to give all that money back. You tied or not. If you took Washington, you got your money back. If you took Bama, you didn't get anything. So that's how that turned out. No, Bama did what they did. You know, I was very proud of the way the Dogs played. It really came down to Washington turned it over twice, and Alabama scored 10 points off that. You cannot do that against Alabama. Washington's good enough. They could get by doing that with other SEC teams because the SEC was down to despite what Bama fans want to say this year. Washington played well. Washington began the season ranked number 15. Mm-hmm. Next year was supposed to be their year to compete in the Pac-12. They arrived a year early. They got everybody coming back. Nobody's leaving that team as well, too. And, you know, it was going to be tough sledding for them as well. I'm not an excuse maker, you know, but the fact statistically, Washington's 1 and 2 top tacklers didn't play. One has a broken leg, one has a broken arm. That doesn't do you any favors when you're trying to tackle Bo Scarborough. You see how big and how strong that guy is. Alabama's awesome. The game that was a shocker, JD, was the second game.
You know, the shocking part is the shutout.
It's going to come down to the very end.
Oh,
31-0.
0-0. Ohio State puts up four goose eggs against Clemson, who just absolutely rolls them 31-0.
17-0 at halftime, and they pounded them just as badly in the second half. 14-0 there to make 31-0 all the way through. And yet, 31-0 as a number two team, boat racing Ohio State, and Alabama line just came out as a 7-point favorite against Clemson. That's how much they think of Alabama, a touchdown favorite over Clemson. It's actually a rematch of last year's championship game. You remember Clemson able to take Alabama down to the wire? You know, something interesting, I don't know, we haven't really talked about it a whole lot, is are you a big fan of these guys that are projected first-rounders not playing in their bowl games because they don't want to risk injury to go out there and get paid?
You know, people of our ilk really come down hard. I mean, people are not usually wishy-washy about this. And, you know, I think it's the ultimate FU to your team.
So do I.
Because, look, I understand that you're talented enough and you're going to go on to the next level. But you talk about, especially in sports, you talk about how it's us against the world. It's team. Mm-hmm. We got together in camp and we sweated through two-a-days and all this kind of stuff. And everything's great until you get down to that, I'm holding up the air quotes here, exhibition bowl game at the end of the season. Look, a lot of these kids, it's the last time they're ever going to pad up. And I'm sure if you're Christian McCaffrey, well, good luck for you. You get to pad up one more time. I'm going to go be a pro. Mm-hmm. To me, it's the, I mean, I understand you could go down with a knee injury. That could be the end of your career. Career, and that's that. I mean, insurance, there's a little thing called insurance policy that you go out and get.
Guys get them all the time.
Exactly.
$7, $8, $9, $10 million.
Going to cost you a little bit of money to cover you like you wouldn't believe, and you can still go out and suit up with your friends. Ezekiel Elliott, when this came out a week or so ago, he said, man, I would give anything to be able to go back with my brothers and play one more game with them. He goes, these guys that are passing are going to regret this, and I think they will.
Yeah, I mean, you and I both have Lloyds of London insurance policies protecting our $40 we make a show. If something happens to me, heaven forbid, I don't show up on time, boom, I'm still getting paid anyway.
Still,
you know?
Think so, $10 a show is a lot.
You got to protect the vocal cords, you know, that we got going here in this business. But what happens if you're unaware of what we're talking about? Leonard Fournette, stud running back LSU. Christian McCaffrey, stud running back Stanford.
Both going to the NFL.
Jabril Pepper, stud running back and defensive player for Michigan, all basically said, F you to your team, we're done, we're out, it ain't going to happen.
We're preparing for our NFL career.
Here's what's worse. Pepper tried to say he's hurt, you know, because someone saw him at the mall walking around. He's got a limp. Okay, dude, you're not hurt. Okay, you've been playing. You look great in the Ohio State game. Whatever. Okay, bottom line is he did this. And actually, two of the three still wound up winning the game anyway. Okay, LSU, here's the problem.
That's not the point, though.
LSU has a running back who's just as good as Fournette, okay? And he got all the carries, you know, Geis, and he went off. Stanford only won by two, so they didn't cover. They barely won without McCaffrey. And Michigan got blown out, you know, part of that game, and then they wound up losing to Florida State. You know, I think they would have won if Pepper didn't play. But they're saying an exhibition game. So what we're saying here, JD, is there's three games that matter. The two games played yesterday, the Washington-Alabama game, the Clemson-Ohio State game, and then the championship on Monday. What I want to see, I really want to see it get good. Deshaun Watson, if you're listening, I know you're a big fan of the show, Clemson quarterback. I do not want you to play in the national championship Monday night. I want you to sit that one out because
protect
you're turning
yourself.
Pro. Yeah, that is when it gets really, really good, isn't it?
It is.
Because at the end of the day, you're just making money for the networks, for the schools, the jersey sales with your number. What are you really getting? It's not like the Super Bowl. It's not like you're actually getting paid to be there. Don't give me the education.
No. It's supposed to be about team. That's what it's supposed to be
I would absolutely hold the championship game hostage, man, if I'm Deshaun Watson. Go ahead and do that.
So no college bowl games today. All right. NFL, nine morning games, six afternoon games, and the Sunday night game and a partridge in a pear tree. So tomorrow, for the big holiday, you will get the bowl games. The Cotton Bowl is going to be Western Michigan and Wisconsin Badgers. Mm-hmm. Then the Outback Bowl, that's the Gators and the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Rose Bowl, Trojans and Penn State. And then the Sugar Bowl in the evening, Auburn and the Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah, you know, the two games I'm really looking forward to are the middle two during the day. Western Michigan is 13-0. What? Yeah, they play in something called the MAC. It stands for the Mid-America Conference. Mm-hmm. It's right actually in middle of America, okay? You don't know who plays in it. Toledo, Akron, that's why. Okay, Western Michigan is a good team. They're taking on Wisconsin. Wisconsin 10-3 on the year. We'll see how that turns out. All three losses have been really close. And, of course, SC and Penn State.
Yeah, that's
SC's been playing the best football in the world. Okay, we'll see.
I expect them to win.
Penn State beat Ohio State. Well, what do you see to do?
Now you see what happened to Ohio State. Yeah. And it kind of takes something away from Penn State a little bit.
But you have a six-month layoff. I mean, come on.
All right. So, again, if you want to hit us on our Twitter poll, best and worst of 2016, do that at 955KLOS and give us a vote. Boston on KLOS as we do sports on tap. JD in the Bush. Happy New Year to you. Good morning. No, this is a live show. We didn't tape this a day ago.
Not supposed to say
and
if
mail
you did,
it in.
So, it's a great part about radio. Little do you people know, 80% of the stuff you hear is all voice tracked. I'm kidding.
Boy, there is a lot of it that's voice tracked. Updating our best and worst of 2016 poll this morning. Best sports moment of 2016. Well, we're going in the complete opposite direction the next hour. But for this hour, best sports moment. The Cubs are running away with it. It's a great story. It's 108 years, and they get 67% of the vote. So Cubs at number one, and then the Rams' return to Los Angeles has leapt into second place at 13%. Kobe scores 60, and the Cavs winning their title in Cleveland, both at 10% each. So you want to give us a vote on Twitter at 955KLOS.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun with these polls here with KLOS all weekend. Not only do we got the sports one here, but you hip to some of these other ones that we posted out there on the website. Best New Year's Eve party song, best New Year's Eve drink, or any. Okay, D, all the above. I'm going to go. Best place to spend New Year's Eve. I've always thought JD is in your arms, you know. So, and biggest surprise of 2016, worst Lay's flavor of 2016. Now that
is that potato chip?
I think so. I would hope so. Let me see.
Flavor of Lay's potato. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Not worse. Yeah,
you need to be careful how you say that.
It does say flavor. I know you do have to be careful. And I was looking to see if Amanda. No, no. Stop it. It's good times, man. It's a good time with these polls. It's always fun. You know, this time of year, end of year, remembering stuff that happened. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that did happen this year. Yeah. It was January 5th, but I remember now.
We're gonna remind you of a couple of things I think that happened during the past year when we bring up the next poll for best and worst of 2016. But this one still has a little ways to go, so we'll keep you in suspense on that a little bit. Sports on tap-wise, it's going to be a big NFL day. Every single game played today. No Thursday night football, no Monday night football. So nine morning games and six afternoon games, and then the biggie on Sunday Night Football at NBC is going to be Green Bay at Detroit. This is the big game of the weekend. That's why it was flexed into this time slot here. The Detroit Lions are one of those teams that typically fade at the end. Last year, heartbreak fashion, right, is how they lost that one too. Guess who? Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Do you expect the Packers to do this again? You think the Lions fold, or is this where Matt Stafford, who's had an MVP caliber kind of season, does he step up and take what's his?
Yeah, I see the Lions winning this game. Everybody else likes the Packers.
Yeah, they do.
I think the Packer train gets derailed here. I got enough faith in the Lions to be able to go out and do so. There's really only two games that are win or go home in the NFL out of 16. Mm-hmm. The other being the Redskins, Giants. Mm-hmm. And you win that, you're getting in as a wild card. You lose. You don't, basically, because Dallas has had the division wrapped up for quite some time.
And Dallas has been talking smack all week long how they want another shot at the Giants. Careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
You already lost to them twice this year.
You could get another shot. And honestly, Cowboy fans, you're having a great season. The playoffs are a completely different thing. Every team is good. And every team is good. Every team has a pass rush. Every team's coming at you. You had to get a good record to qualify, last I checked, to be there in the playoffs.
And Tony Romo going to get to start today for the Dallas Cowboys.
Do you like that?
Yes, I do. I think that's smart because I don't want him. I mean, look at, we know how the NFL
Mark Sanchez
is.
Mark Sanchez is all that's left
you
out there.
Turn an ankle or, well, but still, I mean, I think I'd like to have him ready. I mean, Dak Prescott has proved that he knows what he's doing out there. Mm-hmm. He, in my opinion, is the rookie of the year. I mean, maybe Ezekiel Elliott's going to get the MVP. I think Dak Prescott is more impressive because he needs to know more. Zeke, you hand him the ball, Zeke off tackle right, off tackle left, right. Throw your bubble screen, have a nice day.
Right.
But Dak Prescott, week in, week out, game in, game out, play in, play out, yep. has got to make decisions, and just every mm-hmm. time he walks up to the line, he's been brilliant. So give him a little bit of a rest. Mm-hmm. If he's got anything that's ailing him a little bit, he gets a chance to catch some rest. At the same time, Tony Romo, and if I'm Tony, I want to play too. I get a chance to get out there with my boys and throw the ball around and audition for my next gig a little bit.
Yeah, and one thing that is really impressive, a lot of people aren't thinking, and I think talking about with Dak Prescott, you and I see between the lines more because we do a sports show across the street at NBC, but where did Prescott play college? Mississippi State.
Mississippi State.
Right. What do they run there? The spread.
Spread.
Right. What do they run the spread in Dallas? No. Okay. You're not 7 feet behind the quarterback in the center. Now, you actually have to get under the center, yeah. put your
huddle.
Hands under his butt,
huddle.
Do a huddle, direct everything. So it's a completely different game he had to
and
learn, not just a week in, week in. He's done a great
picked
job.
Picked it up beautifully.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, look, Prescott could be another Russell Wilson that they're saying where here's a guy picked second, third, fourth round down the road, not a first round. You know, surefire guy like some of these other ones, and he could be that guy. He's got some things to prove in the playoffs. We'll see how we can do, but I think he certainly has a makeup for it.
Here's another interesting game as well, and that's the Oakland Raiders at the Denver Broncos. Now, Gary Kubiak has announced that he's going to be stepping down after the season's over for health reasons. This is a guy that had a heart attack in the field when he was coach of the Texans a few years ago, and that's just how tough and demanding this job is. So, you know, maybe the Broncos are a little bit fired up to win one for their guy that they just won a Super Bowl with. A year ago, but at the same time, the Oakland Raiders have got to really find out what they've got with Matt McGloin. I think Matt McGloin has got to win this game if he wants to keep that job. He's been a backup there for four seasons, and he knows the Raiders. He knows the system. He's been backing up Carr. He needs to at least get this win. I don't know if you're going to get it much further than this, but I think you've got to win this game if you want to keep that job.
6-1 on the road are the Raiders. They only lost a couple weeks ago at Kansas City. This is a team who knows how to win away from the black hole. They can easily do it. Denver, I honestly think, has mailed it in the last couple weeks. They don't have much to play for. Mm-hmm. Von Miller can get riled up. You know, the Broncos can shut them down for a couple series, but that's why they play four quarters.
Right.
You always see the better team in the third quarter, JD. Mm-hmm. That's the most important quarter in football. It always has been to me. Third quarter,
so
what comes out? Did you learn anything at all in the
right,
first half?
Were you paying attention?
Yeah, and did you change stuff? Or are you just packing it into just fire up the bus, don't even play anymore, really? I mean, that's what you get with the third quarter, and I think the Raiders will assert themselves in the second half. Weather's fairly favorable. It's not like it's, you know, snowing and 40 below. It's 25, 30 degrees, which this time of year in Denver is like 80 down here.
We also have some leftover Christmas gifts lying around here at the radio station. So 800-955-KLOS, would you like to see sticks? Yeah, sticks. January 22nd. Let's take caller 25 right now, 800-955-KLOS.
Play Mr. Roboto.
Oh, that's pretty actually. He had the robot sometimes. What I wouldn't give for a camera in here sometimes.
And I want you to be the guy in the background. Thank you, because he says that too.
Yeah. All right, you want to go see Sticks on the 22nd? Give us a call right now.
Secret,
caller 25 800-955-KLOS. Wrapping up our poll, best and worst of 2016 for the first hour of the show. It was best sports moment of 2016. Cubs win the World Series, and Cubs win this as well. 67%, 17% for Ram fans who came to their team's rescue in this poll. And then the Cavs winning the title and Kobe, both NBA lines, coming in at 8% each. So the Cubs win. Cubs win!
Nice.
Cubs win!
Eric Dickerson tweeting this early in the morning, man. Thanks for listening. Eric, we'll see
you on
the
sidelines. Back on the bandwagon now that Jeff Fisher is gone.
Funny how that works.
Okay, so we'll have a new poll for you coming up in just a second. Right now, we are going to go to the phones. 800-955-KLOS for those tickets to see Sticks on the 22nd. KLOS, a little Van Halen for you this morning. Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. All right, we're launching a new Twitter poll this hour. Every hour, best and worst of 2016. This hour, biggest sports tool of 2016. Biggest sports tool of 2016. Your choices are Colin Kaepernick, the San Francisco 49ers.
I like it.
Hope Solo of the U.S. women's soccer team.
Leave her alone. She's a Husky.
Yeah, well, and she's a big fan of the folks down in Rio.
She's awesome, dude. She beat up her husband. I mean, she was a pro football player.
And her nephew.
Sign me up. My
God. A couple other people in the neighborhood.
Think she had fun on New Year's Eve last night?
Major. Yeah, don't call her cell phone right now. Blake Griffin is your third choice for punching out his friend and strength and conditioning coach of the Clippers while they were on a road trip and missed, I don't know, how many games?
Yeah.
Half the season?
Right, absolutely.
And then in fourth place is Ryan Lochte, pride of the American U.S. Olympic team down in Rio. I don't need to go over what he did. I think it's pretty well documented what Ryan Lochte did. So best sports tool or biggest sports tool of 2016, Colin Kaepernick, Hope Solo, Blake Griffin, Ryan Lochte. Give us a vote on Twitter at 955-KLOS. KLOS Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush. That's Rival Sun straight out of Long Beach with pressure and time. How about boss of the big screen? I think even the league will tell you that the real boss of the big screen is the game that they flexed into Sunday night. It's the winner-go-home game. It's the Lions hosting the Green Bay Packers this time. And again, the winner gets the division and goes on to the playoffs. Loser is out. Would be devastating for the Lions to lose this game. The Packers have had kind of an up-and-down season, and I guess it wouldn't be that much of a surprise if they did lose this game. It is in Detroit, so I think maybe that's kind of the no-brainer boss of the big screen in prime time, 5:30 this afternoon on NBC.
Yeah, but there's also two winner-go-homes, too, the Giants and Redskins. Same situation you got there. Now, the Giants have two more wins than the Redskins, but the thing is, what you'd be looking at is the fact that the Redskins would sweep them. And the Redskins would would beat them head-to-head and take them down twice. So there are some great games to be able to watch. You know what?
Can I bring this up real quick?
No.
The Jets and Buffalo, it's like they were saying that they want to keep Tyrod Taylor out because they don't want him to get hurt because they have to pay him $30 million. Uh-huh. Guess what? Groin pull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pulled his groin last week of the last game, and it looks like they're going to be on the hook for that $30 million. I don't know what you want in Buffalo. Look, you decided you didn't want Rex Ryan, and I don't know what you thought you were getting when you hired that guy and his brother. And so after two years out of the five.
He went 500 in 2 years in Buffalo. That's not bad.
No, it's not bad, especially in that division. You have to understand who you're up against, Patriots. Every twice a year at minimum is what you're going to deal with there. But
and you beat the Patriots. One of the two losses, you beat them in Foxborough earlier this year. I'm going to call this right now. The Dolphins will beat the Patriots today.
You think so?
Yeah, Tom Brady historically does not play. Yes, they're going to do that. The Dolphins are already in, though, and still have some seeding to try and play for it. Not to mention, Brady never historically performs well, down there in Miami. I see the Dolphins winning this game. They got more to prove. They're going to finish at 11-5. That's one of the best stories in football to me. Everybody talks about the Cowboys. Nobody mentioned Miami's name at all this year. We don't pay attention to them. They're having a great season.
Because we all thought at the start of the season after last year that Ryan Tannehill was a flop. It's like, okay, he's a fake. That's not for real. And, but it's Matt Moore that's brought him back here the past couple of days since Tannehill has gone out, or a couple of weeks since Tannehill has gone on.
And Jay Ajayi, too. Awesome running back.
Wow.
He's come out
what
of nowhere.
What a year for that guy.
Yep.
All right, here's my boss of the big screen for today. It's the Dallas Cowboys at the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the Eagles, all they really got to play for is try and beat the Cowboys up a little bit, right? Cowboys probably not starting a whole lot of people, but Tony Romo will be starting. So it's interesting. They want to get him some reps at an angry Philly team that wants to knock your quarterback and all your players around. Interesting choice of Tony Romo, but looks like he's going to start in this game for Dallas early this morning in Philadelphia.
That's going to be your game to watch. All right. I'm going to go my boss of the big screen. I'm going to go Saints and Falcons. Saints can get back to 500. Saints ended the Buccaneers season last week by putting them out. Drew Brees loves to light it up in a dome. He plays in a dome all the time. The game is in Atlanta, but I'm pulling hard for the Saints. Because
he plays well there, too.
Yeah, he does play well there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brees plays well. He's having one of his better seasons. He's going to throw for over 5,000 yards today. Right now, he's about 120 or 40 short. Yeah, I know. Drew Brees, he's as ageless as Tom Brady. He really is, to be honest with you. He's been around as long
really
as Brady.
Is.
Just hasn't had as many Super Bowl rings. He's got one, though, but you have to look at the players around you, too. But if Atlanta somehow stumbles, loses that game, Seattle will jump back up to the 2 seed. They controlled their own destiny before they lost it last week to Arizona. They can get it back because I don't see the Niners putting up much of a fight with the Seahawks.
No.
Here's what's bugging me right now, though. I've been talking to some Seahawks fans on Twitter about this. Your team is not back. I always say consider the source. The Niners have the worst rush defense in football.
Mm-hmm.
So when Alex Collins, who goes off for $135 today, don't think that's a great thing because you're beating the Sisters of the Poor. I got a lot of friends out there, 49er fans. M's one of my best friends, and I'm
Jamie.
Saying, look who you beat. Okay, how did you do last week against Arizona and the week before against the Rams? Good defensive front.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't think your problems are fixed. Look, our offensive line's back. No, it's not. because you're going to find out real quick in the playoffs.
All right. Get you updated on our latest poll, best and worst of 2016 coming up. It's 95.5 KLOS Sports on tap.
The hell is that?
Bonus screaming.
God. It's like the bouncer yelling at us last night, telling
Happy
us to get
New
out of
Year,
here.
Happy New Year, everybody. Good morning, Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush. What was that?
That was not Mariah Carey.
Well, I think that was Mariah Carey, I think is what that was. Anybody happen to catch that last night? I was watching the, the ABC Ryan Seacrest, Dick Clark's. They still call it Dick Clark New Year's Eve. And God bless him. He was so great in our business. But
I told you, I was in bed.
Mariah Carey last night got up there and started singing her, you know, I guess like a little medley of some of her hits. And to me, in this reporter's opinion, she looked high as hell to me. I mean, she was out of sync with the music and they like stopped singing. The background thing is going. And she hits those really high notes. You know how she's famous for the super high notes that she's able to hit. Like as the track was playing, and she had the microphone nowhere near her mouth. She did the all those really high things, and she's not even looking at it. Some of the things that she said on camera I was flabbergasted. I don't use that word very often, but I was. I could not believe what I was seeing out of this, you know, icon of the pop music business. Wow, absolutely terrible, and it's all over. Like, pick your, you know, whatever your source is, Yahoo or MSN or whatever, to read the reviews on that last night. And wow. And you know what? She'll blame it on, I'll tell you right now, she's going to blame it on the monitors. Oh, I couldn't hear anything. Couldn't you? I kept pointing to my, she's like at one point saying, whatever. And she even sang it in like the, whatever.
The monitors.
It was hysterical, dude.
Blame it on the interns. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, right? In media. Blame it on the interns, man.
Yeah, the monitors is a very common thing, what they do in the music business a lot. I'm stalling, trying to pull it up here. But, here we go. Okay, if I may here, Mariah Carey, Emotions, that's what I was trying to think of. It's like, that's a big song for her, Emotions. Mm-hmm. And she could, it's notes, like she couldn't remember the words to her own song. It's like, really, you've sang that song how many times? That, I mean, you couldn't pick it up at some point? I mean, you couldn't get with the band or the track or nothing? No? Zero?
No. Yeah, I marijuana will do that to you. Sorry for that.
This was a lot more than marijuana is what that was. I don't know what that was. While we're on the subject of the ladies, you want to bring up Ronda Rousey real quick? Anybody want to talk about that?
She used to fight years ago, right?
Yeah, years ago.
Right, okay, yeah.
Years gone past.
Ronda Rousey, 48 seconds, boom.
Yeah, you know what this tells me is that Ronda Rousey was a creation of Dana White.
Yeah.
You know, he found somebody that had some talent and had a good look. She had a good head about her. I mean, look, she was able to do, you know, get in the movies when she was in the Entourage flick,
yeah.
Right? And I think
wasn't
maybe
bad.
Another one. Didn't she even do a remake of Patrick Swayze bouncer movie? What was that called?
Roadhouse.
Did she?
I don't know.
Does that ring a bell?
Well,
am I making that up?
I didn't know there was a remake of Roadhouse, but if there was, you know, it was a great. Who didn't like that movie? That was a great movie.
I just clicked on the picture here real quick, and while she's standing there all dejected after being knocked out in 48 seconds, she doesn't even look in shape. She looks you know, flabby around the middle. What?
She looks like Mariah.
You're training with Mariah.
Yeah, Mariah had a couple of pounds on her last night too, because she wasn't wearing anything. Typical Mariah Carey. She was practically naked on stage, and boy, there's a lot of Mariah Carey love these days.
A lot of hanging out, right?
The muffin top stuff. Lot there. But you know what? As I'm looking at this picture of this video.
Christmas.
And the fight is short, 48 seconds.
Yeah.
But, you know, she didn't look in shape at all. I mean, around the middle, she just looks soft and flabby around the middle. There's no definition to her arms. I mean, you're supposed to be a world-class fighter, and you weren't ready for this after taking a whole year off. This is the end of Ronda Rousey. I don't think you're going to see her fight anymore. I think now's the time for her to maybe, if there is a broadcasting career, we know she can speak and read lines and stuff like that. I don't know what's next for Ronda Rousey, but it's not fighting.
People pay and pay and pay $69.99 to get a fight that lasts 48 seconds. It's just been a running joke.
I'm sure she picked up a lot of cash for that, no matter what happens.
She gets that.
She's gonna get hers.
You want to get more people on board with the sport? If the fight goes less than three rounds, you get half your money back on a prorated credit. Let's go ahead and do something like that. Get a few more eyeballs in it. You know how many people?
I don't think fight promoters going to be on board.
Of course, they're not going to be on board with that. Next time you go to a movie, JD, okay, I want them to stop at 2 minutes in to the movie, all right? 2 minutes into a 2-hour movie and see how you feel about it. That's really what we're getting here. I mean, come on, man up.
Yeah, tough weekend for some of the ladies, those being Mariah Carey and Ronda Rousey. Lots of football for you today, NFL football today. No bowl games today. No bowl games on New Year's Day because it falls on a Sunday, and the NFL rules, as we all know, on Sundays, even the last weekend of the year. So it'll be sunup to sundown NFL football today. And on the best and worst of 2016 Twitter poll we're doing here on KLOS, this hour is biggest sports tool of 2016. Your choices are Colin Kaepernick, Hope Solo, Blake Griffin, and Ryan Lochte. This has become a two-horse race.
Ryan Lochte.
That was not a Hope Solo joke.
Oh, I know. I know it wasn't. So,
No, your two are Colin Kaepernick at 49% and Ryan Lochte at 46%.
Yeah, it's neck and neck. Neck and neck. So, what are your thoughts on it?
Ryan Lochte, come on.
Colin by an afro.
For me, it's Ryan Lochte, right, because you're embarrassing the whole country. Kaepernick, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a political thing. It's a social thing. There are, you know, many facets what Colin Kaepernick has attempted to do this season. Right. I don't know if it's going to continue into next season, if he's going to make that a thing. I know it's a polarizing thing because, and you know what he's trying to, it's what he's trying. He says he's trying to get awareness. You've certainly got awareness.
Just right. Well, for a guy whose fantasy football team and all his passwords are 49ers suck, who do you think I picked in the poll?
I'm going to say Colin Kaepernick.
Ding 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 ding. You're right. There, right there. So yeah, you and I are split, and we're dividing it. So I guess Dave, you're the third guy. First of all, do you know who Ryan Lochte is?
Sure.
There you go. Of course.
Give us a vote on Twitter at 955.
You know who Colin Kaepernick is? Yeah, you kind of look like him, too. You got the cornrows going. It looks pretty good on you, man. Those
are
like
good-looking cornrows.
Well,
yeah.
He had an afro last week, too, so I think that's what it is. Dave's trying to be like Colin Kaepernick of radio, man. Doing a good job. Hang in there, buddy.
Still to come, more sticks tickets for you, and we need your votes at 955-KLOS.
2016.
Non-stop. Tap with JD and the Bush. Thanks for joining us this morning. Happy New Year. We've got a Twitter poll going this morning as part of the best and worst of 2016 here on KLOS. And this hour, biggest sports tool. Colin Kaepernick, Hope Solo, Blake Griffin, Ryan Lochte. It's a two-horse race. And it's Colin Kaepernick at 40%. Ryan Lochte now in the lead at 48%.
Lochte, a two-horse race. Lochte had to you-know-what like a racehorse. Right? So is that how you're trying to tie this whole thing together? Remember that?
No, but thanks for doing that for us.
Absolutely. It's what I'm here
for.
Yeah,
I know. I understand that. Yeah.
Do you think he had like a bathroom key he had to get there at that service station down in Rio?
How do you sit there and lie to the guy on network television? I mean, do you think this is just kind of third world country and you can just make stuff up? And you know, do you think they're all just cavemen down there? They don't have TVs or cell phones or anything like that? I mean, what a dope.
Yeah, well, if someone's in there, if you don't want to wait for the key, I get it. I mean, I've kicked doors down in restrooms, you know, plenty of times just because I don't want to wait. So I get where he's coming from. Way to go.
All right, so Black Monday is going to be spreading its shadow tomorrow over some NFL head coaching offices. Who do we think is going to get whacked tomorrow? I'm going to start with Mike McCoy down in San Diego. I don't think there's any way that guy survives Black Monday. He's got to go.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I don't care what happened to you in your life. You can't break down and cry in front of the TV cameras after you win a game miraculously. Regardless, I understand he had stuff going on in his personal life and stuff like that. You have to be bulletproof if you want to be a head coach in the National Football League. Absolutely bulletproof. Any weakness people are going to exploit and use against you, and just everything that comes with it. I mean, trying to manage these millionaires, trying to, you know, do business with the billionaires. It's an incredibly demanding job. It is absolutely not for everybody. I think Todd Bowles is finding that out. Todd Bowles is a young guy, and he had to take some time off and check himself into the hospital, probably because of stress and mental fatigue.
So what you're getting at is football is a macho sport, and we don't want to see guys cry.
We don't want to see the head coaches, which are the leaders, crying. No.
Horrible.
So McCoy is gone.
Yeah.
You brought up an interesting one wearing purple.
Mike Zimmer. Okay, you start 5-0, you're the last undefeated team for the Vikings. Now you miss the playoffs and you win just two games since the rest of the way out for the season, you should be gone. I don't care. Well, Adrian Peterson wasn't around when you were going 5-0, you had no problems. You had Sam Bradford there, you were still going 5-0. What happened? And Peterson has been back, and still it's not making any difference now. Mike Zimmer, I think, should have to go there in Minnesota.
How about the team that got their lone win against Mike McCoy's Chargers? That's Hugh Jackson. Look, it's his first year.
Yeah.
I don't know what you expected. I think the fact that they actually got a victory helped a lot. But let's say he went 0-16. Would you fire that guy?
0-16 or 1-15.
What's the difference?
Really, you still suck. Okay, and it's your first year. Plus, it's Cleveland.
I'll tell you what the difference is. Grown men crying in relief after winning that game. Hugh Jackson and a couple of his linemen and maybe even a few assistant coaches were shedding tears of joy over not being shut out or not having to live with an 0-16 on their record for the rest of their life.
A different kind of crying. So I guess since he cries, him and Mike McCoy both cried. The only thing worse than a guy who cries over football is a guy who says that the book was better than the movie. The book is never better than the movie. That's what girls say. Okay, guys, don't say that. Watch the movie.
Colts owner Jim Irsay says that he's unhappy with the team's performance. Is that doom for Chuck Pagano?
I just like Jim Irsay, period. I don't care if the Colts ever win a game or not. I like him
kidding
because...
me? Jim Irsay, the NFL owner who was busted with a big bag full of OxyContin and what, 20, 30 grand in cash in the front seat, and he was lost. And
I'm kind of bummed out because I tried to get last night off to go to his New Year's Eve party. He invited me for because they would have been a rager, but...
But you had your updates across the street.
And I had to be here, too, so I go figure. But, hey, I love it here. Don't get me wrong, but Irsay, this is a guy who owns like 20 guitars out there. Prince dies. Hey, bro, let me buy one of his guitars, so he goes out, does what he wants, flies around, jet sets, has 17-year-old girlfriends. I mean, come on, you gotta love a guy like that. Oh, and he owns a football
team.
He's
a knucklehead.
He's crazy. Goes off the deep end.
Word out of San Francisco this morning is Chip Kelly and Trent Baalke both are going to get the boot after this awful season this year. But I thought you were rebuilding. Really? You fire people in the middle? How many years? How long's Chip been there?
Yeah. A year. He's been
Has
there,
it been a whole year?
He's been there 15 games. He's been there 15
been
games.
Been there a whole year,
You shouldn't have hired him in the first place. You shouldn't have let Harbaugh go. That's all water under the bridge. But Baalke should have gone a few years ago. Once Harbaugh left the very next year when they saw what a train wreck it was, Baalke should have gone right after that. He stuck around for two more years. Harbaugh's doing his thing. Niners are just a team that, is in disarray right now. And it's tough to see. I mean, A, I don't like them, obviously. But you don't want to see anybody go through this with the tradition and the heritage.
Sure you do. I want to see the Niners go through. I do.
I know you do. If it's the Browns or the Lions, you kind of expect it. It's happening.
Right,
last I checked, the Niners have won a couple of titles, too. And now to see it turn like this really shows you how cyclical sports is and don't take anything for granted.
So I'm going to set the over-under at 5 tomorrow. 5 head coaches. That's your number. You're over-under.
It's got to be tomorrow, though, we're saying, right?
Okay. Well, yeah, because you've got a couple have already bit the dust. The guy in Jacksonville is gone. Rex is gone. Gary Kubiak is stepping down.
Let's count who gets fired tomorrow.
So does Gary Kubiak count if he quits tomorrow?
If he resigns. So, really, let's take a look at how many we got here. We're counting on a hand. John Fox, a possibility.
I don't know. Maybe.
In Chicago.
Maybe.
Yeah. And
I'm saying McCoy is gone.
If you're firing him, fire Jay Cutler, too.
I think Jay Cutler is fired.
Horrible, man. Okay. So, Zimmer... Fox, I'll say 2
Kelly.
Right there.
Kelly,
you'll
3.
Say Pagano, Kelly, 4. I don't think they're going to let Hugh Jackson go, honestly.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't even win
I'm
going
to adjust that to 4. 4. My over-under's 4. I changed my mind.
Yeah, adjust it to 4. I'll go ahead and do that. Yeah, 4 for the over-under. I like the number.
There you go. We agree on something. First time
in 2 years. We agree on lots of
years.
Stuff. We're both Ryan Lochte fans.
Coming up next, it's Rock Out with your Rob Out for Styx tickets on 95.5 KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Cheap Trick, JD in the Bush doing sports on tap. Happy New Year. Good morning. It's 2017. Thanks for being with us. We got a Twitter poll going with the best and worst of 2016 here on the station all weekend long. And this hour, the poll is biggest sports tool of 2016. And Colin Kaepernick has leapt back out into the lead.
He did. He's leaning back out into the lead. Was saying that this week he's going with the afro instead of the cornrows. So if you lean ahead, that's like if you take a basketball photo, I'm 6'4". With the fro, I'm 6'10".
There
so he's
go.
Literally leaning forward and he's just a smidge ahead.
Thanks, Fletch.
Absolutely, Fletch.
Colin Kaepernick, 45% of the vote. Ryan Lochte, 43% of the vote. Hope Solo, 9% of the vote. And Blake Griffin, who punched out his friend and strength and conditioning coach, at 3%. Blake not getting a whole lot of run this morning.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick and Ryan Lochte, 2-horse race. Are you ready to rock out? We got tickets to see Styx, the Saban Theater. Love you. Want to see Styx at the Saban? We're going to rock out with our Rob Out. If we're ready, hit it.
It's not working? One of the dead
files. All right. Okay. Well, we can still do this. Give me a little music bed. Or no, he has to sing. We can't do a music bed. Oh, yeah, go ahead and do that. He can probably sing over Peter Gunn.
There you go.
All right, there you go. All right, a new revised. See, this is the way 2017 is starting?
Yeah,
seriously?
Already, right? I'm calling out sick next week.
All right, it's time to rock out with your Rob Out. If you can tell us what this song that Rob is going to perform, we have tickets for you to see Styx coming up January 22nd. And take it away.
Oh, Mama, I am in fear from my life, from that long arm of the law. Lawman has put an end to my running, and I'm so far from home.
800-955-KLOA. It's just like the record, you know?
It's exactly like the
record. You know, it's like Christian Hand breaks stuff down, and you hear the different, like, individual tracks. If you were to strip it all down like that, that's what you, we need to get Rob on with Christian Hand, I'm thinking. Yeah. Right?
I can break it down.
That'd
Absolutely.
Be good. 800-955-KLOS. Think you know what the name of that song is? Give us a call. We have tickets for you to see Styx coming up January 22nd from KLOS. .95.5 KLOS Rock, Southern California. JD in the Bush doing Sports on Tap. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for dialing us up and making us a part of your early 2017. Best and worst of 2016 poll continues for this hour. Biggest sports tool, Colin Kaepernick, 44%. Ryan Lochte, 44%.
Ooh.
So we need some votes at 955 KLOS so we can wrap this thing up. It'll update as we go here. 9% for Hope Solo, 3% for Blake Griffin. So give us a vote for Colin Kaepernick or Ryan Lochte so we can wrap up this hour's
Lochte,
poll.
I say Kaepernick, man.
I say
you like
Lochte.
Lochte.
Yeah.
You say you like him in a Speedo, and I say I like Kaepernick for his afro.
Yeah.
I mean, so we both got our reasons.
So give us a nod on that one. Meantime, we were looking for a winner on Rock Out with Your Rob. Can you perform one more time? Can you muster it?
You want this
on? Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Okay.
And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out. I want to rock out
with your Rob Out.
He found it. That's good.
He did.
Awesome. That's good. Yeah. All right. Perform. Give us a
Hangover Dave, right?
Title and artist. Here we go.
Oh, Mama. I'm in fear for my life from running from the long arm of the law. Lawman has put an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
I think you might have added a couple of words there.
That's okay.
You might kind of added those lyrics. Is that okay? All right. Well, that's okay.
I freestyle. It's
the way Dennis DeYoung did it, right?
That's the way he did it. Absolutely.
Actually, Tommy Shaw would have done that one. But we're looking for a winner, and we got one. It is Kirk, Captain Kirk, in Simi Valley. Who won the first one? We never did an announcer. What's her name, Dave?
It's, Michelle
in.
Rancho
Cucamonga, Michelle.
RC.
She was our first winner. And Kirk wins those tickets. Yeah, because that indeed is Renegade by Styx.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have time to play that or no? We had
part of it.
Yeah, just start it. Start it for that 30
seconds.
There's
no time for that. Because you know what? This is how dedicated people are around here at KLOS. Chris Carter has not mailed it in on New Year's Day either. I've seen Chris in the hallway already, and he's here ready to rock you with Breakfast with the Beatles coming up in just a couple minutes. You got anything else you want to add here before we go?
Yeah, just obviously enjoy the games today. Final week of the NFL season, and you're going to have the playoffs starting up next week as well, too. So get out there, enjoy it. Hopefully you have a Merry Christmas, you know, a Happy New Year's as well. A lot of great stuff going on. College basketball, if you haven't paid attention, UCLA and SC are having tremendous seasons.
Yeah.
Both teams ranked in the top 25. They both suffered just their first loss of the year. To make it all the way through till Christmas and play like that is amazing. So there's going to be some great local events coming on here the start of the new year. So make sure you get out and check them out at Pauley Pavilion down there at the Galen Center.
Okay, here we go. Last piece of business. I'm going to refresh one more time and see who's going to win the poll. Here coming up. Oh, Ryan Lochte.
Aww.
Ryan Lochte leaps ahead into the lead. Awesome stuff.
Anatool.
That's right, Anatool. Okay, coming up next, Breakfast with the Beatles. Thanks for joining us and Happy New Year. We'll see you again soon. It's 95.5 KLOS.
On the next Frosty.